Phoenix FM. It's Saturday, just behind the main stage here at Stand and Calling. And only an hour or so ago on the main stage was Emma McGrath. Nice to meet you again.
Hello again. How you doing?
Yeah, fine, thank you. I mean, it was 3 years ago that we last spoke. That was on Laundry Meadows, which was a lot smaller then as well. You're up on the main stage. You've got a lot more material as well now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. It was nice to be on the main stage. Not expected, very unexpected. There we go.
And I mean, 3 years ago when you were, well, you can't plan a career like this, but when you were thinking ahead, I mean, you imagined that you'd be getting the PRS awards that you've had and the success so far. I mean, being there on the main stage.
Yeah, I mean, I've been pretty lucky, just kind of going along with it all, keep making music, keep having a good time, and see where it goes, yeah.
We shouldn't really bring age into it, but you are still very young, aren't you? That's the thing. You've had a lot to learn in the past 3 years.
Yeah, I've definitely learned a lot. But I am 20 this year. That makes me feel a little... I don't think I'm quite ready to be 20, but it's all right. I know that's still young, but, you know.
Well, I bet those 3 years has flown as well, hasn't it?
It has flown by. Yeah, we've done a lot of stuff. We've travelled, we've... played shows abroad, and that's kind of cool as well, so kind of got a branch outside of the UK. It's kind of nice.
Do you get to see the countries as well though that you're traveling to, or is it all a little bit of a flying visit?
I try to see as much as possible, but not as much as I'd like, but you know, that's all right.
Well, it comes with it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure we will go back to these places and see a new thing every time, so yeah.
So look, you've had some music out very recently, and I mean your new single you were playing out there as well, you can really hear it's matured, the right word, but you I mean, it sounds so tight up there on stage as well, and to me, just like streaming it off Spotify, you've managed to get that there.
Wicked. Well, that's good to hear. Yeah. No, my band are really cool. Yeah. I'm happy with how it's sounding, and I think my sound is kind of, it's kind of been refined a little bit more. It's a lot more clean. We kind of, it's gone slightly less acoustic and more pop sounding kind of stuff, and trying to portray that on the stage in a relatively organic way was quite a challenge, and I think we're getting there. I think we've kind of got there.
But there's a versatility there as well, because in terms of the way you sing songs almost in different accents, don't you? And the band are reacting to that as well.
I wouldn't want all the songs to sound the same, because I'd get bored playing them all. So I think it's nice. I think my writing is quite diverse as well, so kind of keeps it interesting for not only us, but I hope the audience. I don't know. Yeah.
And you must be really proud of your new material.
I'm pretty happy with it. It took a long time. We did a few versions of the songs, but you know, I think we got there eventually, and I'm happy with it, and I'm very excited for everyone to hear it.
Yeah. It must have been nervy going out there playing it live for the first time as well, was it?
Pretty stressful. Yeah, I still got some bits to refine, but I think, well, you know, yeah, one step at a time.
But I mean when we think, because you are local, aren't you? I mean, 3 years ago you were here, and sort of this being your local festival, now that's almost not mentioned in the same way, is it? You're just out there on the main stage.
Yeah. It feels good. Feels good. I love that it's been, that we've been able to progress over the years from like starting on the smaller stages. I think we played BBC Introducing Stage last year, and now main stage this year. It's kind of pretty cool.
Now look, what are your plans for the next year? Do you know quite what's going on, or are some things still up in the air?
We've got some more music coming out. So we've already released one new single this year that she mentioned. So we've got another single, then we've got a EP. So that's probably going to take us through to October, November, I guess, and got some live shows. I think we're playing Reeper Barn in Germany and going to Holland. Kind of, yeah, just bits and bobs and seeing how it goes and doing whatever opportunities I'm given.
And we will make sure we're playing a lot of your stuff here on Phoenix FM as well. If anyone wants to find out any more, emmamcgrath.co.uk has pretty much got all of your social media and everything there, and you can order CDs as well, can't you?
All the links are on there, so all my social media. All my social media handles are at emmamcgrath.uk. It's McGrath with a TH at the end. You know, some people don't know that, so there you go. Yeah, it's all on there. So yeah, go check it out if you're intrigued.
Maybe in 3 years' time we'll be talking to you backstage at Wembley Stadium or something. Who knows if it carries on at this rate?
That would be quite nice. I would not be complaining.
Look, thank you so much for talking to us, Emma McGrath.
Thank you very much for having me. Nice one.